Welcome into Yankees Unloaded. I'm your host, Gary Sheffield Jr. As you notice, Jake Ellenbogen is not in today. He is covering the NFL draft. He runs a show called Downtown Rams. He does an excellent job. And he chose a hell of a game to miss. And of course, the show must go on. I am going to discuss today's 3-1 loss to the Oakland Athletics. Super disappointing. We're going to touch on the Yankees' inability to score, their lack of timely hitting, of course, Giancarlo, Rizzo coming up with the bases loaded to no avail. But we will talk about some positives: Gleyber Torres, Trevino leaving the yard, Dennis Santana, Victor Gonzalez, the whole nine. And then, of course, we're going to save the finale for Mr. Mason Miller out of Oakland. Not many people talking about him. Dude is an absolute unit. He is a unit in a show in Oakland. He's not the guy you want to see, which of course is part of the reason why your hosts here at Yankees Unloaded and a lot of our audience mentioned this team needs a score, because you do not want to see guys like Miller at the end of that bullpen. They make games very difficult to win. So let's start with this lineup. What happened today? In my opinion, it seemed like the Yankees just have a problem cashing in. If you notice today, they did not struggle to hit the ball. We had 11 hits today. We had 15 guys reach base. And most people's issue with the New York Yankees is that they're not cashing in. We left 11 guys on base today. That's absurd. It is absolutely insane. And we came into this matchup, Jake mentioned it last show, how Alex Wood is going to be pitching for Oakland. That is not an opportunistic outing for Oakland. That just is not. And we must touch on the fact that these are Major League Baseball players. Alex Wood is a Major League pitcher. He deserves respect. But just because you respect someone and what they do with their craft does not mean you can't expect to demolish them. And the Yankees must do that. We thought yesterday, Aaron Judge, he seemingly got a second opportunity. We thought he struck out. He ends up leaving the yard, and we thought Aaron Judge must have some type of momentum coming into today. Aaron Judge comes in, goes 0-for-3 with two punch outs. Something we weren't expecting, but it's demoralizing. It really is. Luckily, it is a long season and we've got plenty of time. I shouldn't say we're going to right the ship because we're still 17-9. Very respectable. But if I told everybody we were coming into this series and we were going to leave with a split with Oakland, the 10-16 Oakland Athletics, who are going to be in Sacramento next year, yeah, I think that everyone would have been disappointed. So I think that's where my head's at right now, is more of an emphasis on the offense and what they're doing and lack thereof, is not cashing in. And I think the biggest at bat, and this is shocking to say because you never want to say a first inning at bat is the most important at bat of the game, but we've got to mention Giancarlo Stanton's at bat earlier in this game in the first inning. You're talking about a bases loaded, really an at bat against his strength, which is low velocity, left-handed pitching. It's pretty much exactly how you would tee up Giancarlo to do damage. And long behold, we're swinging at pitches outside the strike zone, which we mention on this show countless times, not just yesterday, that plate discipline and understanding which pitches inside the strike zone you can do damage on. And Giancarlo failed in that situation. And unfortunately, Anthony Rizzo, who sat right behind him, is in a situation where the obvious, they're looking for a double play ball. So any person in a major league lineup should have an understanding, okay, this guy doesn't have wipeout stuff. He's going to be pitching to the bottom of the zone. I need to see the ball up in the zone, put a ball into the outfield, whether I'm out or not, and get a run home. The Yankees needed it. They thought they did a decent job of it yesterday. They strung a few innings together where we were able to score, and they didn't do it today. Rizzo ends up swinging at a pitch at the bottom of the zone, rolling into a double play, and essentially losing all momentum. It felt like, oh, okay, here we go again. In a weird situation, because the Yankees are winning games, but I feel like they're more unsatisfactory than what we're looking for. We're looking for this offense to pull their weight. Matt Blake and this staff have done a spectacular job. Aaron Boone has done a spectacular job pushing innings. We got more innings today out of Nestor Cortez. I know it's frustrating. It's frustrating to see Nestor Cortez give up three It feels like he didn't dominate, which you would want. But when someone goes 7 full in a Major League Baseball game, regardless of who they're pitching against, and they give up 3, and you look to the other side and Alex Wood's pitching, that should be a win. And the Yankees didn't deliver. Their lineup did not pull their weight today. And that has to be said. Dennis Santana, Victor Gonzalez, they were good again today. This staff has been good. So Jake and I have mentioned this on our show plenty of times. When this staff delivers, the offense has got to go the rest of the way. And occasionally, without Gerrit Cole, you're going to be in a situation where the lineup's just got to carry. And based on the additions that they made, I would say this lineup right now is more of a surprise. This lineup's more of a surprise. We got production today, but it wasn't from the top of the lineup. Volpe had himself an infield. I know he had 2 hits today, but he had an infield single. Juan Soto had a double today. He was fine, but obviously completely overmatched at the end of the game with Miller. Aaron Judge, 0 for 3, 2 Ks. Stan, 0 for 4, 2 Ks. Rizzo, 1 for 4. They just weren't getting the hit that they needed. Not hits. So that's where I'm at right now. Obviously, Trevino leaving the yard, you know, great. We feel like he's been swinging a hot bat. He's kind of earning his spot right now at catcher, which we, again, have given him credit, you know, to this point. So and yeah, I just want to make sure that it's clear that this Yankees team is just not delivering. They're not delivering in terms of scoring the baseball. We cannot say it enough on this show that while everybody else, and we also, so I don't want to throw you guys under the bus, okay? I want to make sure that you guys know, you guys were saying that we needed another starting pitcher and Blake Snell was on the market. We didn't go get Blake Snell. Eventually, the longer we waited, Jake and I backed off of Snell. We said that he was skipping too much of spring training and we felt like perhaps we were coming in light on the mound. And that didn't happen. It turns out the Yankees are having no problem getting outs. Matt Blake, who we always believed in, I think everyone here agreed there, he was going to find ways, whether we re-signed Wandy, we went out and got Blake Snell, we traded for Corbin Burns, whatever situation the Yankees put themselves in, we felt like we were going to squeeze the orange and get as much as possible out of the staff. And long and behold, we did exactly that. And we felt that Brian Cashman did enough to reinforce this lineup. But I don't think a lot of people recognize the fact that we just made assumptions about what players who were key contributors last year, like Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge, we expected everybody to just return to form. We expected guys like DJ LeMahieu to be on the field and play the way they did in the second half. And you tend to see you can't make those assumptions in Major League Baseball. Now we're sitting around wondering, okay, Aaron Judge isn't hitting, but for how long? How long does that go on? Gleyber Torres in a contract year, he's hitting 200 after a couple hits today. How long does this last? When do we have expectations that they return to form? So right now, I think the Yankees heading into the Milwaukee series on the road, and then they're going to go see Baltimore. This team needs to find their form quickly, because when you're not scoring runs and you're not making productive outs and playing good situational baseball, these games can get out of hand very quickly against some of the better teams in Major League Baseball, in particular Milwaukee and Baltimore, who are playing some of the best baseball in the league. So what else happened today? Cabrera had a hit. So, I mean, let's be honest. The offense didn't have an issue getting hits. That's my takeaway with this game. They did not score runs. It's become habitual. And I'm in a situation now where I say, I'm done making predictions about what this team will do based on the matchup that we saw, because it seems like guys who can have 7.5 ERAs can go face the New York Yankees and then they look like Sandy Koufax. That is not a them situation. That is an us issue. And the Yankees need to go out there and execute. They've got the talent. Brian Cashman, we've done plenty of complaining over the years about Cashman and his job, but he's put enough talent on this team to expect these guys to go out to score runs. They have not done so. It is incredibly, incredibly disappointing. So we need to go ahead and look at the game that is happening tomorrow, because this Yankees team, frankly, does not have a lot of time off. They play plenty of games in a row. And to be honest with you, they deserve it. They did not put it away. So we got Luis Gil slated on the mound tomorrow against Milwaukee against Colin Rea, who I'm not sure who that is, but based on his numbers, his ERA is 2.08. He's clearly finding ways to get outs. He's 33 years old, so he's been around Major League Baseball, I guess, in terms of the minor leagues. But again, guys, I don't come into this outing, no matter what he did, I don't come into this outing thinking opportunistically the Yankees just need to flat out go out there and get it. That's just what it is. It didn't matter if this guy had a 7 ERA or, hell, if his ERA is 2.08. He's a guy who needs to be figured out. The Yankees have to go out there and impose their will. We expect at this point, Luis Gil is going to give us 5. It's what he's done pretty consistently. He's found ways to dial back his fastball. His breaking ball hasn't been as sharp, but overall, his changeup has been completely dominant. That's what we're expecting tomorrow. If he has his command, we're going to be in the game. We're going to have every opportunity to go out there and score, and we're going to see what the offense does. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. It's amazing how Mr. Jake Ellenbogen finds the perfect game to go cover the NFL, but I can't blame him. But we cover this game for the diehards, for the diehard Yankees fans who want to know the details. And we always appreciate you guys. So if you guys watch this video all the way to the end, make sure you like and subscribe to this video. And we will see you guys tomorrow.